Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
She goes, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, so we're just trying everything to see what works and what doesn't.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Yeah, we need to hurry this thing up, man. I got to get back inside and finish. I got to find out what happened to Jason Bourne in the latest Bourne movie.
What?
I know it's like 20 years old now.
You're that deep into the internet that you hit Bourne again? You're Bourne again?
I'm Bourne again. I've watched everything, man. I've been deep diving. But anyways, we can get into all that later.
Yeah, What's going on with you, man? I do want it. What's going on, man? I haven't seen you behind a microphone for weeks.
I know. It's been I've been out. I've been yep. Under the weather and whatnot. But no,
yeah, we'll get to that. I had a more pressing thing that I needed to run past you. It could be technically urgent.
Run it.
Yeah. Did you know the Super Bowl's this weekend?
Well, it's not this weekend.
It is this weekend, isn't it? Isn't it February 5th?
No.
It's when is the Super Bowl?
It's like the 12th or the 14th or something.
Oh God. So okay. So this is interesting, right? It is the 12th. Damn it. That makes me feel a lot better. I was about to panic. So I asked ChatGPT when the Super Bowl was, right?
Yeah.
Because I was like, because there's this way to do a Siri shortcut where basically you can make ChatGPT the assistant on your phone. And I'm like, bro, this could be amazing. So I asked it. I'm like, when's the Super Bowl? And they're like, the Super Bowl was in 2021. And I was like, no. I'm like, the Super Bowl in 2023. And they're like, it was like, oh, yeah, it's February 5th. And I was like, for real? Which is it February 5th? Yeah, this is Sunday. So, yeah, I was like, oh, man. So
it was just a week off.
I know the Eagles and the Chiefs are in it, right? Chiefs?
Eagles, Chiefs, yeah. I'm actually headed out there on Saturday.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so I won't be there for the game itself, but I'll be there for all the pregame media blitz.
Will you be home for the game or...
Yeah, I'll be home. I come home the day before the game. I come home on the 11th.
I would be okay with that. Like, you get to be there for all the pre-hype, and then, like, you could be on your couch for the game. Like, that sounds ideal for me.
Yeah. I don't want to go to the game. That sounds horrible to me. Like, being at the actual game, that sounds like a nightmare. Traffic. Man,
like, there's so many breaks too. Like the game's like 4 hours long, due to all the commercial stuff. It's like, and it's like 11 minutes of football and like 4 hour broadcast for just the game. So it's
the first time I ever went to an NFL game, it was just like, oh my God, this is like so boring.
Like you actually need the commercials to make it work.
Yes. Like the game parts are great, but and as a player, man, they just stand like that must suck, man. Momentum's going, you're going, and then hold on, we got to take 4 minutes for commercials. You guys just hang out.
Yeah, standing there.
Literally just standing there. This is crazy.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, this gives me hope because now I have plenty of time to tell people about my, tell them again about my Super Bowl cookie cutters because it's cookie every holiday. So.
How'd you make out on the Christmas ones? Were they into it with it? Did you get some people who were?
Well, it was the New Year's ones, and I think I only promoted it the day before New Year's, so I don't think anybody downloaded it. But I'm creating an archive, right? So as it goes, like if anybody's like, oh, like I'm gonna get some of Luke's cookie cutters, like they'll be, I'm gonna get some of Luke's cookies. I'll be on there, but I think I need to come up with a recipe as well, so that way it's like full package of experience. You know
what? Well, before we go farther into which holidays you'll supply, what? Let's nail down the cookie real quick. I mean, are we taking
it's a sugar cookie? Sugar cookie. Sugar? with where like you decorate it with the frosting, the royal icing.
Okay, so that's like
that's the idea standard. Behind it.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah.
What other holidays are we thinking you're going to offer? I mean, are you
sticking to the main holidays? Well, I already got Valentine's lined up. Okay. No, I'm going to do some weird ones. So I'm going to do Valentine's. I'm going to do St. Patrick's Day, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I know I'll do like Mother's and Father's Day, but I'm going to do like stupid shit for those, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's not going to be like, you know, I don't know. I always like for the Super Bowl one, I worked in a chicken wing shape. Right, I thought chicken wing would be hilarious. I'm a chicken wing cookie, you know. So you know, it's gonna be whatever I think. And like for Valentine's Day, my mom suggested I make an axe. Right?
What the fuck?
Yeah, an I'm axe? Like, you know, yeah, like you're gonna chop off your girlfriend or something, your wife or something. I don't know. Okay. I thought it was. I was like, cool, you know. And I made one that's like a Hershey Kiss, right? So that's cool. So yeah,
are there going to be any? Are there going to be any like random holidays? Like you're going to offer Flag Day, cookie cutters, or you know?
I might, but like I was thinking about like
Arbor Day,
like some international holidays, maybe like Canadian Boxing Day or something. You know,
there you go.
You know,
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, for sure, Cinco de Mayo. Maybe Dia de los Muertos instead of Halloween, right?
Ooh, that'd be a good one. Yeah,
you know, or maybe I'll do both. Like. I've been looking for, to make, cause they're really easy for me to make. So,
yeah.
And like, I don't want to like print them and sell them or anything like that. I just want to make the cookies but occasionally, like I printed two batches this time and one of them I'm sending to, this lady out in Seattle. I forget where she's at, but she sent me where she's at. Because when I posted, I'm like, if anybody wants one, just let me know. And she messaged, she's like, I'll be your cookie tester, you know. Okay. So
when do you make your first batch? Are you going to wait till next weekend, or are you going to do a test batch with these? I mean, do you have to test these things out?
I think, well, yeah, because, you know, I'm still in my popcorn testing phase, right?
Oh, right? Okay. I was getting to popcorn. I thought we were going to get to popcorn later, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on my popcorn testing phase. I think I'm almost done with my second round of testing, and I'm going to move on to my third round here in a couple weeks. So I got to finish the popcorn that I have currently. I can't just like completely stock up my house of popcorn. But, you know, the cookie thing, I will, you know, dial this recipe in. I don't think I'm going to be able to reinvent anything, but I am going to take like two or three recipes and try them out. And then whichever ones I like, I might tweak and combine until I come up with Luke's cookie recipe.
So, there you go. Yeah. You could sell them. Oh, you don't want to sell it. Well, if you were going to sell it, you could sell it in a pack with the mix and the cookie cutters for one low, low price.
For a discount price of your health. So,
you got to fit the cookie testing in before next weekend because you don't want, any good designer knows. Yeah, you got to have the product in front of you when you're trying to, you know, push it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And then nobody's going to want to be about it if I'm not eating cookies. So,
yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I don't even.
And this also gets me into what we had talked about where you think I should do more food content.
I agree. I do think you should do more food content.
I almost did a review of my lunch today.
Ooh, what'd you have?
I had a pastrami sandwich.
Oh, on rye?
It was on rye bread. And it did have like a Thousand Islandy kind of a. It was more like a Reuben than it was like a pastrami sandwich, even though it was they labeled it as a pastrami sandwich. But I see this guy. You know who Keith Lee is?
No, I don't know him.
Oh, my God, dude. This guy is. So this is what happens when you're on TikTok like I am, bro. Dude, this guy is tearing up TikTok, right? He lives in Vegas. He's an MMA fighter. And he was uncomfortable being interviewed on camera. So he decided that he would start putting out his own content to get comfortable behind the camera. And he landed on food reviews, right? But the guy is like the nicest, like most wholesome dude, you know? And he has like millions of followers now. And like he'll go to a restaurant and review their food, and like the restaurant will all of a sudden be a popular restaurant.
What's his name? Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. And it is his first
Keith to come up when I.
Yep. Oh, dude. I'm telling you. And he's always like, I'm going to rate this food 1 to 10. We're going to see what's up. And he's always like, he doesn't ask for anything. He always pays for his food. You know, he was dead broke when he started this, and now he's got money. Like, so he's like a really good dude, and it's a great story. But, like, yeah. He reviews the food, and I'm like, I could do that. I could review some food. I could. Because I'm very judgmental, and I love eating. So all those things work in my favor. And, So I was thinking about doing a video on this sandwich, but also, like, I was having lunch with Jackie. So I was like, I don't get a lot of as much one-to-one time with her as I like. So I said, now's not the time to be filming content. So,
yeah.
Honey, let me take some video of your sandwich before you taste it. But yeah, his videos are really good, and you know he actually got me back into Chipotle.
Oh, you were out on Chipotle for a while, or what?
It just wasn't a priority. I was going more towards local like Mexican owned restaurants for my food. Like,
got it.
But he went into Chipotle, and somebody gave him a secret sauce recipe, right? Are you watching his videos?
I'm checking him out. I just wanted to see what he's all about. I'm listening.
Yeah,
to
like every one of those videos, like 2 or 3 minutes, man. You're gonna have to watch that shit later. It'll make you hungry.
I'm just flipping through.
My rate is 1 to 10. He he also just did a thing with Mr. Beast. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yeah, I do, only because of my kids. Like they wanted to buy his chocolate bar at the store the other day. Yeah, a couple weeks back.
Mr. Beast guy is like one of the top people on the internet. So that dude gives away money and shit so fast, it's incredible.
That must be nice.
He gave somebody like $1 million to stay inside of a giant circle for a month. He gives away $10,000, $100,000. Dude, he flew a kid to Paris to pick him up baguettes, right? And the guy went to Paris, got some baguettes, spent the night, came back, and he like gave him the baguettes, and he was like, thanks. And he just reaches in his pocket, he pulls out like $5,000 in cash. He's like, here, take this too. Like, he just sent the dude to Paris. Like, got that. Like, money is just not a thing for him. It's crazy.
Got that YouTube money, man.
He's got the platform money. He's got his own restaurants and chocolates and all kinds of shit.
Jeez, so, man. That's crazy. But
anyways, so the Chipotle thing, right?
Yeah.
So he was talking about this Chipotle thing, and he was like, what you do is you go and you get a steak quesadilla with the fajita veggies on it, right? And then you ask for a side of sour cream and a side of vinaigrette, right? And I didn't even know Chipotle has a vinaigrette, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But you take the vinaigrette and you dump it into the sour cream, and then you dip your food in there. And I just got a burrito, chicken burrito, with the sour cream sauce mix. Are we dead?
No, I think we're good. it said it stopped, but it never stopped on my side. It's still recording.
Yeah, it was fine. Anyways, so I mixed it together, right? The sour cream and the vinaigrette.
Yeah.
And I tried it separately, and I'm like, it's all right. But when I put it on the burrito, man, it was really good. And so I got 2 Chipotle burritos back to back because of Keith Lee.
Oof. Now that's like finding the special thing at Cane's where you put the hot sauce in the Cane sauce. And then
you told them about that. Yep.
Yeah. That's like the same kind of thing. It's like a little same special thing, added. It just takes it to another level.
Bro, yeah. I would love it.
I love Chipotle. I like Chipotle. It's a little different. It's like a little different type of Mexican fast food. You know what I mean? It's like
a high quality American burrito.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I would say it's probably closer to Mexican food than Taco Bell is.
Yeah, it's definitely more home. It's definitely closer to traditional like Mexican food than definitely than Taco Bell is. I don't even know if Taco Bell is considered like anything close to. I mean, I guess you call them burritos and tacos, but
I think it's food in Mexican form is what it looks like.
Yeah. Exactly. Man, so funny.
Dude, today's gonna be one of those days, dude. I've got too much shit to talk to you about.
Let's go. Keep bringing it.
Well, no. So yeah, wait. But I want to know what's going on with you too, though. I don't want to just like, you know, go into my shenanigans. Because look, I have like 7 topics I wrote down.
So, I know, bro. We missed a week. I was out. And you get backed up.
I get backed up on this shit, man. And like, you know, I try not to like talk about it, you know, because I don't want to like people to hear it and be like, oh, I heard this story already. Right.
I know. Well, okay. So just quickly, I've been out. I missed a week and a half ago. I came down with like a illness. Then the flu-like symptoms, whatnot. And then the next day, my leg started to really bother me, my left leg on the thigh, and it had a big red spot, and it started to be kind of painful, and I didn't understand what it was. So then we went to the hospital that Monday and went to the urgent care, sorry. And then they looked at it and basically were like, you need to go straight to the hospital. It's like that serious. So I went straight to the emergency room. They put me in a room or in a, dude, they put me in like a, have you ever been to the emergency room? Like had to go in and be like admitted in through the emergency room.
Yes. Yes, I have. I got hit in the face with a golf ball.
Oh, damn. Wow. Yeah. We got to unpack that story later. But they have like they don't have like real rooms down there. They have like these like cubbyhole things where they kind of park your bed and then they pull a sheet around the front of it or, you know, curtain around the front of it. So I spent Monday, Tuesday in this little like cubbyhole in this like the most uncomfortable bed. It turns out that I had an infection in my leg. Mm-hmm. That was going down my leg and causing the pain and causing the swelling and causing. So they basically decided to keep me in the hospital for 4 days and give me antibiotics and stuff like that to help heal the infection. They don't really know where it came from. They don't really know where I got it. It's just one of those things. It was just kind of fluke. And, but yeah, so I've been out. I've been dealing with that, and I've been home since last Thursday and Thursday night, and I've been doing nothing but basically laying up on my bed and watching movies and, you know, relaxing and trying to heal up.
I've known about this, so I'm not going to pretend like this is news to me, but
yeah.
I do have some questions that I've been kind of saving that I did not want to get into while you were there or in immediate recovery. First of which, which is the least interesting but most important, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a lot better now. I'm feeling like the leg is healing up. Like I said, I've been staying off of it, and I've been on antibiotics, and dude, the first 4 days, bro, I was like, thought I was on the brink of death. You know what I mean? Like, it was not good. Like, I felt horrible.
You thought you might die?
No, I mean, I was just really, I was in a lot of pain. I didn't think I was going to die, obviously. It was, I don't know if you've ever been in like, I was on morphine. So like,
one of my questions is what drugs did they put you on, and were any of them amazing?
Yeah. So they gave, when I got there to the hospital, to the emergency room, he immediately was like, okay, we're going to give you some pain meds. Cause they brought me in looked at it and they were like, okay, yeah, you're coming in. Like, you're, it was no question that, like, oh, we might send you home. You know what I mean? They were like,
it's like you make you describe it like you were at the club trying to get in and the bouncer looked at your leg and you're like, oh, yeah, he could come in. Like,
yeah,
he's cool. You're not going to kick him out.
That's like, basically what happened. They have it at the front of the hospital emergency room. They have these two people that, like, basically you have to, like, sell yourself to get in there.
Yeah.
Did they take any
pictures of it for, like, journalistic reviews and shit like that?
I took pictures of it, and Debbie took pictures. Has pictures of it. When I got into the actual, like, little cubby hole, my little first little stop, that's where they started giving me, like, the pain meds and stuff like that. And they put me on morphine, like a straight injection into my
How
little,
was that?
Dude, that's what I'm telling you, man. I was, like, loopy. Like, honestly, I was, I don't really remember. That's, I was trying to tell Debbie that we were talking about it yesterday. The first 2 days, like, in that little cubby hole were, like, yeah. I was so just loopy on fucking painkillers and, like, I hadn't eaten anything. I couldn't eat because all the fucking shit they were putting in my body was just fucking my stomach up. You know what I mean? And the morphine and the so like I wasn't hungry, so I wasn't eating. So I was like hallucinating. I think at one point, like they told me I flipped upside down in my bed where my head was where my feet were supposed to be, and I was like trying to sleep that way because I wasn't comfortable. And Debbie's like, you realize that you're like a giant dude to like just be like flipping around in a hospital bed. Like, people are like thinking, like, what's wrong with you? So I spent the first 2 days in there and on, like I said, on morphine and stuff like that. So I was pretty loopy, dude. And then finally the doc came in and saw me the second day and was like, yep, we're going to keep you another day because that thing needs to heal up. So then they finally moved me up to my room. And bro, honestly, like real quick, I must have been like in like the weirdest part of the hospital because I got put in. The first person I got roomed with was this old Hispanic dude and his wife. And the whole time I was in there, the first like 4 hours I was in there, they fucking spent arguing like back and forth. You know, I don't trust you, and you know, all this shit, like back and forth. And then he was supposed to get surgery, but then she didn't want him to get the surgery. And then he's like, I'm going to get the surgery. And then she took his phone and like left. So he couldn't call the doctors to set up the surgery. And so he's yelling at my nurse, like, go get that bitch. She took my phone. Like, he's like screaming at the top of his lungs. And I'm in, like, there's a curtain between us. I'm against the window, luckily. And then he's in the middle or the inside of the room, you know? And at one point, my nurse just looks over at me. This guy, JJ, super cool dude. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to move you so you don't have to listen to these crazy people. Like, he just said that straight out loud. Right?
Yeah.
And then, like, a half hour later, he comes back in and he goes, or like maybe like 40 minutes later or something, he comes back in and goes, don't worry, man, he's going to move. So then so after he tells me that, this guy is telling the other nurse, dude, my wife, you know, this isn't the first time we've had this problem. Like last week she called the cops on me, said I was abusing her. So I'm sharing this room with this freaking like wife beater dude who's like, and then he leaves. And then the next guy comes in, and this guy, he starts talking about, like, to the nurse and stuff. Oh, yeah, like, I know how to do all this stuff. Last time I was in here for when I got shot, I know how to. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, I'm in, like, the prison ward of the hospital or something, dude. It's just crazy.
I mean, that's how ER is, though, man. Like, the ER, you know, is for when shit goes sideways, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, some dudes have heart attacks and get rolled in there, but, like, most of those dudes are in there, it's like, oof, baby, like, oof. I've talked to some ER doctors before, it's sketchy.
Dude, it was crazy, man. I've never been in the hospital before, and that experience was a trip, man. That was a trip. But, yeah. So I'm home now. I'm home. I'm healing up, and, like I said, getting ready to go to football go to the Super Bowl on Saturday.
Hold on. So. Elvis, lay down. Down. Chill, bro. You can wait to the end of this podcast.
So
it's funny when I found out you were in the hospital, right? And Debbie, you know, I was talking to Debbie and she I could tell she's a little bit stressed, you know, but she's like, it was before like you guys knew anything that was happening, right?
Yeah.
She's like, man, she's like, Ben, you know, he's in there. They got him on morphine. And I'm like, all right, here's what I need you to do, Debbie. I was like, I need you to get his laptop, his microphone, headphones, the power cord. Don't forget the power cord and a sandwich. And bring all that to him at the hospital. We're doing the podcast. She started laughing. She, you know, she didn't consider it for a second, which you know you got because you got a good wife.
Yeah.
But like, I really was thinking that this could be the episode where we finally have Bruce on the podcast, right?
I thought about it yesterday as I was laying there. I was like, man, it would have been. I should have just pulled my phone out and just started like recording myself. Like talking about,
dude,
like
I would have loved to found out why Bruce likes olives and you don't.
I know,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sure we'd have got all the answers from me if you could have caught me at the right time, man.
I mean, seriously, like that would have been perfect. And then, for the rest of the time, you know, because of my Jewish nature, I was just concerned: is he eating? What is he eating? Does he have food? Right.
I know.
Did you bring him a sandwich? Did you bring him like a hoagie? Like. This is where my head was at.
Yeah, Debbie told me that. She's like, one of Luke's first things was bring him a sandwich. I was like, that's a good friend. You know.
Yeah. I'm concerned, man. You're my guy. You know, I can't have you down and out. Like, you know, who else am I gonna like abuse constantly? You know, I gotta have to break someone else in. I can't just like pick someone at random and be like, you're my new target, let's go. Like, that's just not gonna work, man. It takes a lot of work to get to where we're at, you know?
Yeah. So, it's been great. It's been great, man. I mean, like everybody on Instagram, all our friends and, you know, patrons and everybody really reached out and supported me this week. And it was awesome. Dave Miller came by and picked up my cutting board and took it home and chopped it up for me and put handles on it. My big monster cutting board. And while I was out and he's just been awesome. He's been helping out a lot since he's a good local. Guy. He told me that you called him for a wellness check because you know he was so close to me, obviously.
Yeah.
I've seen Dave twice this week, I think.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's been really nice. And it's been a crazy experience, but I'm glad I'm on the backside of it, you know.
I'm glad you are too. And yeah. I realized when you were telling your story, I've been in the ER twice. So.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Both were for stupid ass reasons. So.
I got to hear the golf ball story real quick.
The golf ball chronologically is the second one. So, you know. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at a golf outing. Right. And like this is back when I was single. Right. And, yeah. You know, I was drinking as heavily as I could. And our foursome was out there. And this guy was hit his ball into the fringe, right? And, he lined up to hit the ball, right? He had out like a 3-iron. Like, he was getting ready to crank this fucker, right?
Yeah.
And I was standing, like, so he's standing over the golf ball, right? And if he picked his head straight up, and looked a little tiny bit to his left. I mean, you're talking about if he looked up and that's 12 o'clock, I'm standing at like 11 o'clock, right?
Okay.
Dude, he fucking winds up like he's gonna fucking Happy Gilmore this thing, okay? He comes right off the tip of the club, comes screaming at me, hits me right in the chin, right?
Oh, shit.
Dude, I was standing like 8 feet, like 8 feet from this dude, right?
Oh,
okay. Immediately I'm like oh shit, like it came at me so fast and I saw it happen that I couldn't react. It was I saw the thing of the ball and the next thing I know my chin hurt, right?
Yeah.
I was like shit. And like what's crazy is if it had gone lower and hit me in the neck, right, that would have been disastrous. Or if it hit anything above my chin, I could have lost teeth, I could have broke my nose,
yeah.
I could have had an eye knocked out, right? I could hit me in the forehead. I could have been knocked out, right?
Yeah.
I was really close. And so, like, I put my hand up to my chin, and I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, at least I'm not bleeding. And, like, I turned to look at my buddy, and he was like, bro, he goes, put your hand back. I'm like, what? I put my hand back on my chin. Dude, I was gushing blood out of my chin. Like, it was like, oh, I put my hand up there in the moment where, like, before it starts bleeding, when your body's like, oh, shit, we're open. We're open there. Yeah. Unexpected open area. And, and so, like, the blood just comes rushing out of my chin. And then, like, I went back to the clubhouse, and I sat down for a minute, and I was like, you guys, and I had a beard at the time, so I'm like, you guys got a Band-Aid or some shit? And they're like, no. I'm like, not for that. Like, chin strap or something. So I went to the ER, and they gave me a couple stitches, and I was back on my way. But the stitches were the same color as my beard hair, so you couldn't even tell. Like, they didn't even put a Band-Aid on it. And the guy was like, so like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, dude, it's my fault. I'm like, I was standing in, and clearly, you know, I thought I was clear, no chance I could get hit. But, you know, and it's funny, this week I saw a video, some girl at a golf course getting ready to hit a ball. And a girl was standing, this girl was like standing at like 10 o'clock. And I'm like, that girl's gonna get hit in the face. Watch this. Turn up, whack, right in the fucking face. Do not stand in front of a golf ball. The thing is really hard, and it moves insanely fast. So
especially coming off a 3-iron, dude, by a big dude swinging as hard as he can.
He was trying to get it on the green, and it was like a fucking his second shot on a par 5. You know, I'm like, fuck you, like
four.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that guy's dead now, so I can't even give him shit about it. So
damn.
Yeah. So. He was a nice guy, though. His name was Jim. But the other time I was in the ER was completely the dumbest fucking thing ever, right? My buddy, Chris, who I grew up with and lives in Highland Park, he was getting married in Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
And we're all in Jamaica, right? And, like, you come back from a trip like that, like, you don't really call everybody up and, like, check in on them, like, a week later, a couple days later, whatever, right?
Yeah, you were just with them for a week.
I was just with them for a week. I don't need to talk to you fuckers for months. It's great. So so I'm sitting there on my couch. My fucking foot is itching like a motherfucker, right? And I call up one of my buddies, and we're talking, and I make a mention. I'm like, yeah, man, my fucking foot is itching. And this is like a week after the wedding, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, does it look like there's like white lines on your foot? And I was like, of course. I'm like, yes. Like, yeah, I should see white lines on my foot. He goes, you might have hookworm, right?
Ooh.
And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, hookworm. He goes, I got it. He's like, and like three other people who are at the wedding on the beach got it, right? And I was like, I was on the beach. He goes, well, he's like, John had to get surgery for it. And I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You had to get surgery. He's like, yeah, man, he's had it, and he just was like, thought it was no big deal, and he let it go too long, and they had to open his foot up to remove all the worms that were in his foot, right?
Oh, damn.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, no, man. He goes, I had it. He goes, I had to take steroids. He goes, it was horrible. He goes, it looked like, you know, like anything I've normally had. He goes, but then after a couple days, he was like, it became so bad I couldn't even walk. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
So I go to the ER. I'm like, oh, fuck. Because this is before the, like, you know, I'm old. So there were, like, the insecure places everywhere, you know?
Yeah, no, urgent cares. Like urgent cares,
So I go into the ER, fucking waiting. And I sit down in the room, right? And, like, the doctor's like, okay, why are you here today? And I'm like, I think I might have hookworm. He was like, really? He goes, why do you think that? And I'm like, I told him the whole story, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, well, take your sock off and let's take a look at it, right? So I take my sock off, and he looks at my foot for like maybe 5 seconds. He goes, you don't have hookworm. I was like, oh, okay. And he like scoots his chair back to go to his computer to type something in. He goes, you have athlete's foot.
Okay.
As he's saying this, I'm fucking already pulling my socks back on, like, fucking motherfucker. I'm like, you, God, athlete's fucking foot. Are you kidding me? I'm in the ER for athlete's foot? Dear fucking Lord. Like, So, like, put my shoes on. I'm like, are we done here? He's like, well, we got to release you, you know, and do this. And I'm like, how fast can we get this shit done? He was like, it'd take a couple minutes. So I'm furious, okay?
Yeah, fucking, of course.
Irate, mad at myself for even listening to anybody. I you know, it could have, my fucking foot could have fallen off, and I probably would have been okay with it compared to how I felt fucking going to the ER for athlete's foot. So, yeah. So I leave there, right? And, like, my phone was blowing up, right, while I was in the ER, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like you don't get good cell service in a hospital. Every hospital's like this. So, yeah. Like, I kept picking up the phone, like, hey, what's up? And they're like, what are you doing, bro? And I'm like, I'm in the hospital. And then my phone would hang up, right?
Oh, shit.
So, like, I got 4 or 5 phone calls. And then, like, I'm like, oh, my God. It's like all these people think I'm in the hospital. They don't know why, right? And I was like, so, like, I leave and I pull out of the parking lot. And, like, I was like, I'm so mad at this fucking cell phone. I'm going to go switch to T-Mobile or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, because my phone had issues anyways. And I'm like, I'm switching. Fucking fuck this. Fuck my foot. Fuck everything. I'm getting a new phone. Fuck Sprint. I'm gone, right? Dude, and I pull out of the fucking hospital parking lot into a funeral line, right, for the church next door. So yeah. Now, like, I'm stuck behind this car that's trying to do the funeral shit. It's a 2-lane road. I can't get around him, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm stuck behind a dozen cars, okay? And the dude behind me starts honking his horn, right? Okay?
He didn't see today, my friend.
He didn't see it was a fucking funeral. I'm, like, thinking to myself, do I kill this guy? Or, like, what's my plan A here? And the guy in front of me gets out of his car because he thinks it's me honking the horn, right?
Yeah.
Okay? And he comes up to my car. He starts yelling at me, okay? And he sees me behind the wheel of the car. I'm still wearing the hospital bracelet, okay? Because I couldn't get that fucking thing off, right? You can't. Yeah. You need, like, a fucking, like a multi-tool to get that thing off, right?
Yes, you do. You do.
Okay? And my fucking eyes bug out, dude. And I was like, it wasn't me honking the horn. I see you're dealing with funeral shit. If you make me get out of this car, I'm going to send you to the fucking hospital right behind me. Right? I don't have time for your fucking shit. If you got a fucking problem, take it up with the asshole behind me. It's him honking the horn. Right?
Yeah.
The guy like, looks at me and he's like, nah, never mind. He just whooped his car. Dude, when I rolled into the fucking T-Mobile store, I was so angry, right? And they're like, how can we help you today, sir? I'm like, oh, fuck this phone. Like, like, that had to be top 10 most angry I've ever been, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Dude, and like, I was ready to murder and then I had to call everybody up and be like, yes, I was in the fucking hospital for athlete's foot. I called my buddy Scott. I'm like, you dick. Told me I had fucking hookworm, and I fucking had athlete's foot. Fuck you. Like, I'm not going to see you for 3 years now. You got that?
You're on probation, Scott.
You're on a list where I'm like, fuck you. So, I don't know. So, that was my other ER fucking visit story.
It's crazy. And you go to these doctors. You know, you always see in the hospitals and stuff, and like in movies and TVs shows, like a team of doctors, right? They'll be like, you know, like,
oh, yeah, you like house is going to come and diagnose you, right?
Like consulting with like other people. This guy just walks in and goes, yeah, another day, you know, stay here for another day. And like, I literally asked him, like, you know, what do you think causes this? And he's like, oh, you know, could be any, you know, number of reasons, you know, like they don't give you any like diagnosis. Or anything, it's just like, you know, go on your way, sir.
Dude, my friend who's a doctor, like when she was a doctor, after she finished her residency, she was a doctor for a couple years. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, so what's the biggest difference between what you learned in med school and like what you know today, right? You know, her answer fucking was, she's like, it's really hard to kill people. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. She goes, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, so we're just trying everything to see what works and what doesn't. And when one works, we just like, yeah, we knew it. There you go. And I'm like, She goes, but you know, we just gotta make sure that when we give try some different shit on them, that the side effects don't kill them. So we just gotta monitor that shit. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
that's what fucking being a doctor is.
Just playing catch up and playing like just, you know,
just watch the fucking thing so they don't. That's why they got alarms on that EKG blood pressure thing. So, because that's your first sign of like, oh, we might be killing them.
Like, yeah. Those goddamn things are so annoying too. Those fucking little machines with all the alarms. Mine kept going off because I kept moving. Dude, the guy came in to put my IV in, right? So he came in all. This is when I got put up in the room upstairs.
Yeah.
He came in to put a new IV in, and dude, it took him like fucking. He's like trying to do it in my hand. He's like, oh yeah, you don't have a lot of prominent veins and stuff. I'm like, is that a way of telling me I'm fat? I can't seem to find a prominent vein.
It's because I haven't had a sandwich in 48 hours. That's why you can't see him.
So like, he's like, well, let me see. I think I found one in your hand, right? So like, he like looks and he finds it and he goes to like put the needle in. And the first chick who did my one in my arm for the first 2 days on my right arm,
yeah,
was quick. She found the vein and it was in and out. No problem. This guy stuck it in, pulled it out, moved it over, stuck it in, pulled it out, moved it. Like, seriously, like 7 or 8 times it took him to find the fucking vein. And so he's just poking and poking and poking and poking. Finally, he goes, yo, okay, I got it. And he tapes me all up, you know, puts the thing on, puts the fluid going.
Uh-huh.
I'm laying there on my back and I have my right hand, my left hand, which is the hand he just put it in, on like on my stomach. And I'm just laying there. And it starts to like burn. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why does it burn? You know what I mean? It feels so weird. And it's like burning and burning and burning. So like after like 2 or 3 minutes, I like pull my hand out from underneath my covers and I look at it. Dude, it has swollen to like twice the size of my normal hand. It had missed the vein and it was just pumping the saline solution into my hand, like underneath the skin. So it was like Star Trek movie where Captain Kirk gets stuck with the thing and his hands, he looks up at his hands and both his hands are like super huge. That's what it looked like. My hand was like fucking twice the size. And I called my nurse in and I was like, I don't think something's right. I think this is not right. And I lifted up both hands and he's like, oh my God. He's like, he came over and he unhooked the the thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, we're going to need to put a new IV in. That's not right.
No so shit.
So then this time he brings in the A squad, which is this other lady.
Yeah.
And she came in and knocked it out. And the dude who messed me up came in halfway through her putting my new one in. And he's just like, gave me the like, yeah, my bad look. You know what I mean? Like, my bad,
bro.
I lifted my hands up. I'm God. Like, do you see this, dude? Like, oh man, yeah, it was an interesting experience. What else you got for us, man? You guys.
So I'm gonna rate it 1 through 10. It's a 1.
Yeah. I don't recommend. I do not recommend. 0 stars. Although I had great nurses, man. The two people that took care of me while I was there were great. So
yeah,
they made it a bit more bearable.
But. Yeah. No, dude, I'm with you, man. Like, dude, especially if you go to a teaching hospital, man, like you get stuck with a resident. Oh God, dude. It's like getting stuck with a fucking intern.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So I have a lot of other things on my list today, right?
Yeah.
You know, and one of the ones I know that you're going to be interested in is that my TikTok algorithm, right? Which I told you it was like, you know, where I was at, where I was in Thruple Land. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So I'm still getting the Thruple content, right?
But, yeah.
You know, and I think it's called polyamory. I'm not sure. But the one thing that has now surpassed Thruple content is people with raccoons, right? Like raccoons.
What kind of subset? Yeah, what kind of subset category is that? I don't understand.
I don't know, but TikTok realized I like raccoon videos, man, because they got those cute little hands, right? You know? Like, they're cute, man. It's like if a dog and a cat had a baby and it acted like a person, you know? It's all these fucking people with raccoons and shit. Like, I think it started because I liked this video where a girl came into the house and was like, "Mom, look what I found," and she was holding a possum, right?
Yeah.
Like, the mom was like, "The fuck did you bring a possum in the house for?" So I liked that video, and now I'm getting all this raccoon shit, man. Maybe TikTok can't tell the difference between a possum and a raccoon. I'm getting a lot of raccoon content, man.
Every time I think of raccoons, I might automatically flash back to The Great Outdoors, the movie with John Cadney.
Dan
Aykroyd. They're up in they're up in the campsite, and the freaking squirrels keep digging in the trash cans outside. Or not squirrels, yeah. The raccoon. Sure, reminds me of.
That's nice.
But yeah. Raccoons, man. So what are they? What kind of content are you getting? Like, what kind of raccoon content are they showing you?
So they're showing me stuff where people have raccoons in their coats, right? And but there's this one lady that I keep getting videos of, and she goes to her back door and raccoons are out there waiting for her, right?
Yeah.
And she sets out fucking food for them. And this last time, she fucking set out a bowl of mac and cheese, a bowl of cat food, and then a bowl of, mac and cheese, cat food, and I forget what the third one was. But she fucking looks at the raccoon at the back door and is like, "Yo, let's go." And she goes into her kitchen and opens up the window, and the raccoon is on the other side of the window, and it's just reaching in like a buffet. And the raccoon has this look in his fucking eye, like, "I don't trust you, lady, but I'm gonna eat this food because I like food." And yeah.
You know, I'm a raccoon.
But if you make a sudden move, I'm fucking out of here, bitch. dude, and I just can't believe like I'm more shocked about the raccoon shit than the thruple stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because like the thruple stuff, I'm like, look, people are into some weird shit, and like, do what you like, whatever makes you happy. I really to give two fucking shits what people do with their personal lives, right?
Yeah,
but you fucking bringing fucking raccoons in the house, man. That doesn't sit well with me, man. I live with dogs, and things are disgusting. Now you take an animal that's used to living outside. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's led me to all kinds of weird animal content. dude, I saw this other fucking video, and this lady picks her kid up from school, and she's like surprised, look in the back seat, and the kid opens the door, and he's like, "Oh," and then he throws his bag in the back of the pickup truck, and he hops in. He fucking has a baby cow in the back of the seat with him. Like, why is this lady riding around with a fucking cow in her car? Like,
farmers, man. Yeah, man. They're a different breed, those farmers.
Dude, that's why I think, when I was single, I should have checked out Farmers Only, bro.
Dude, there's a new show. I keep seeing the commercials for. The
farmer dating show?
Yes, dude.
I have to see this shit, man. I have to see this shit.
FarmersOnly.com. Farmers love, find love, something.
Dude, I love weird reality dating shows, bro. I mean, Love is Blind is my fucking jam.
I just think it's so funny that there's a whole community of, I mean, I guess it makes sense though. I mean, they're out there farming. They have farmer hours. So, I mean, they got to find somebody else with farmer hours to be in a relationship with, I guess.
I mean, I know a girl who was a city girl and married a farmer from her hometown. And she fucking does not like being a farmer wife. She thought it was really cool. And then they had a kid, and she realized that he's fucking out there in the field all day. And she's "Oh, fuck." I'm like, "Yeah, dummy." Like,
yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, they don't even have good weed out here." I'm like, "Oh, my God."
That's a whole different breed, man. I'm telling you, man. Those people.
But I love these rabbit holes that TikTok sends me down. Man,
yeah, the raccoon one's interesting to me. I think that one's pretty interesting.
I was like, man, what the fuck is up with all these raccoon videos?
I don't know how it is for TikTok, but I know for Instagram, you got to at least hit a couple of the video. You got to hit the video a few times for it to really flow into that explore page. So I'm curious how many of these raccoon videos you watched.
if it's not. Oh, dude, I've watched a lot of them. I haven't rabbit holed down it like I had that did the Thruple thing, right?
Yeah.
The Thruple thing is just hilarious to me, right? And yeah. You know, I love seeing all these Thruple videos where it's like a really young couple, right? And I'm like, yeah, you guys are having fun. Enjoy this time in your life, you know. It's when I see the old Thruple couples, I'm like, you know, they're talking about like having three incomes and traveling together. I'm like, I kind of look at it. I'm like, think about it, like, could I? No. So,
dude, that sounds like too much work. Sounds like
way too much work. So, all right, I got another one for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is one I think you're going to kick out of. So, because you do a lot of cooking in the house, right? So, the other night, it's my night to cook. And I pulled out these pork chops from the fridge. And Jackie was laughing because she's like, yeah, she's like, I buy all this random shit now because I just want to see what you're going to make with it, right? So I pull out the pork chops, right? And she looks at me and she goes, don't make those like you always make them. And I'm like, what? She goes, try something different. And I'm like, it's fucking 6 o'clock. Like,
yeah,
an hour notice would have been better for this. So now I got to fucking rummage, right? So I go into the fucking pantry to look at all my seasonings and stuff. And I see there's this bulgogi seasoning. Do you know what that is? The Korean beef? Korean beef.
Oh, I think I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's really good. And it's technically, it's a seasoning, but it's a marinade, right? Because my spice guy, he mixes these seasonings up and he's like, just add these liquids and then now it's marinade, right?
Got it.
So I look at the recipe and it's like, it says it calls for Coca-Cola, right? And it's like, hey, put like 12 ounces of Coca-Cola in there or something like that, right? For the marinade. And I look at the fridge. We don't usually have soda in the house, right? And I'm like, it's really just like sugar water is what it is, right? So yeah, I look in the back of my fridge, and there's a peach crush, a can of peach crush, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, you know what? Let's try this peach crush, right?
Yeah.
Mix it up, made to cook the whole dinner, everything like that, you know, and we're all eating the dinner, and I didn't mention anything about the peach crush, right? And we're all eating, and Jackie's like, I really like the pork. She's like, I like what you did with it. I go, yeah. I go, I have a secret ingredient in there. She's like, oh, really? What? I go, peach crush. She like looked at me like, what the fuck did you do? Like peach crush? Like seriously? But I waited until she said she liked it before I mentioned it, right?
Yeah, that's the move.
And then my daughter looks at me and she goes, that's what that flavor is? Peach crush? I'm like, sweetheart, you're 8. Like, you're not fucking identifying flavors like that. You've never done any cooking. Like, so don't give me that shit.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't really like it. I look over at Bubs. He's like on his second piece, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's like in his second pork chop. Look at him. He's just like, he shrugged his shoulders like, I don't care. It's meat. Like, yeah. Exactly. Dude, fucking Jackie was like, she's just, dude, the look on her face. Like I you know, people love, do you ever fuck with Debbie on shit? But like, dude, when I do, I like, it's, I really, that's my favorite kind of fucking with Jackie. Tricking her in something like I did and getting her to compliment on it before I tell her what really happened.
Yeah. No, it's great though. Did she, I mean, she obviously she liked it, right? So she's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
She loved it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, sounds really good.
Yeah.
Peach crush.
I mean, look, the thing is that, the thing is that like when you cook soda, right, it loses a lot of its flavor, right? And it gets refined down to what its core elements are, which is basically sugar, right? And
some other
stuff in there. You know, and the reason people would want to use Coca-Cola is because it's sugar and it has kind of a molasses-y, syrupy kind of texture to it, you know?
Yeah, that
makes sense. Which goes good with a lot of stuff. And peach is just a lighter version, in my opinion. So, yeah. If you ever run out of Coca-Cola in your house and you need a soda, Peach Crush works. So
it does. It sounds like it sounds really good.
It was really good. I mean, because peach and pork go well together.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a bowl of beef later.
A bowl of beef.
Yeah, bowl of beef. We have a whole thing. We have a pound of ground beef that we were going through our kitchen last night, going through our, you know, refrigerator and whatnot, and you know how you do that every, you know, once a couple weeks or something.
Yeah.
And we found there was a pound of ground beef down in the bottom, and it was like,
how long has it been there?
It says used by tomorrow. Today. Okay. Used by today.
So wait, you're going to make this today for lunch?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to just go in there and cook up a pound of ground beef and just eat it.
Can I make a recommendation to you?
Yeah.
Also make some rice, right?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Because if you season up the beef, especially if you over-season it a little bit when you cook it in the ground up, right?
Yeah.
And then you mix it with something bland like the white rice, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. You can even toss an egg in there. Oh, if you're feeling rich, because eggs are super expensive now. But,
dude, seriously. I mean, what the hell? Chickens must be, like, the grain for chickens must be out of control.
Dude, I thought it was some kind of bird flu that got the chickens or some shit.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know why the reason. I saw, look, I get all my news from TikTok now, so.
Sean Lee didn't have the answers or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Oh, Keith Lee? He doesn't talk about like shit like that. Nor does he cook. So I haven't seen him cook. yeah.
He's just good at eating and talking about it.
He's just, I'm just going to rate it 1 to 10, you know, and. You know, but the guy is so nice, man. He's always like,
that's just crazy, man.
He's like, God bless you. I love you. Have a great day. And he always like does his reviews at his house, and he sits in a fucking Paw Patrol chair, right? Like a kid's Paw Patrol chair. Yeah. Like at the end, he'll get up and be like, God damn. And like, there's a fucking Paw Patrol chair. So I'm like, dude, if I sat in that Paw Patrol chair, I'd have to go to the ER to have them remove it from my ass. So. you should check him out, man. He eats a lot of good-looking food, and like he's starting to get recognized now. So he's been getting into costume and going into places.
So, oh, for real? Wow.
Yeah. Because like that's he'll roll crazy. Into a place and people are like, "Holy shit, Keith Lee!" I mean, look, if you're a restaurant owner, okay, and your food is good, but your business isn't that successful, and fucking Keith Lee walks through the door, you're about to be well known, like.
That's
like,
crazy to me,
because people really love what he does so much that that like they are like warriors for him, right? So like there was this lady who came out and she was like, "Hey, I pitched Keith Lee this I think he's about to be on a TV show, right?" She's like, "But she made this video." She's like, "I pitched Keith Lee this idea where I said like you should have a TV show where you review food," right? He's already doing the TikTok where he's reviewing the food. And she's like, "I'm a TV producer. You should do this," right? Well, turns out she was not the first person to have this idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, "Well, hey, you know, I'm already doing this shit." And then she's like, "You fucking stole my idea, you asshole." Right? He's like, "What? No, that's not what I'm saying." So she made this video all about how Keith Lee stole her idea, right? Dude. I saw no less than like 10 videos of people dragging this lady through the fucking dirt. Like, how dare you come after Keith Lee and call him anything other than a fucking saint, you evil bitch. And I'm like, jeez, God. Like,
wow.
People were super passionate about this. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is crazy. But the
Reviewing food, right? He's all he's doing.
He had like 800,000 followers or some shit when I first started following him, and now he's got like 9 million. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it said 10 million when I was looking at it.
That's what I'm saying. And it's all most of it is just Vegas. So, like,
it's Vegas.
He's in Vegas. Yeah. So like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like he.
I mean, does he know about food? Like is he breaking it down, or is he just being like, "Yo, these meatballs are great."
He talks about what he likes, right? You know, because he's a really nice guy. He'll be like, you know, like he's like he'll try some shit and he'll be like, "Look," he's like, "I'm a real big texture person. Like some people are texture people when they eat. Like he doesn't like food that's really soft, right?"
Okay.
And so he'll be like, you know, he goes, I don't like food that's this soft. He goes, so like I'll give it a 6 out of 10, but I could easily see this being an 8 or a 9 out of 10 for other people. I mean, he seems like he talks about the flavor. He talks about balance of flavors. Okay. He's not ever been a chef as far as I know. So he's not talking about it like that. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, what makes him so appealing isn't his knowledge of food or even his opinion. It's his delivery and how honest and positive and he is. And like, dude, this one restaurant that he hit up, man, it was called like Frankensons in Vegas. And it was like a chicken wing burger pizza joint, right? Fucking tiny little
stuff. Yeah.
And one of the guy's employees hit him up and was like, Keith, this food is great. He goes, it's amazing. She goes, we don't understand why you're not making any money, right? And the guy had been open like 6 months.
Yeah.
So Keith goes to this restaurant, tries the chicken wings. He's like, these could be some of the best chicken wings I've ever had, right? And it was like, he's like, all the food is really good. And he's like, I really like it. And he goes, and the owner, he talks a lot about the customer service, right?
Yeah, yep, yep.
He's a black dude. So he's like, you know, he'll be like, you know, he's real honest about like how people treat him, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, the guy couldn't been nicer. He's like, he didn't know who I was or any shit like that. You know, he was just like, he's like, I mentioned I was a food reviewer. And he was like, whatever. You know, and he just kind of kept rolling, you know. And so he promoted this place, and he did an update a day later, right? Or 2 days later. And the next day, he sold more chicken wings in one day than he'd sold since he'd been open. Total.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And like, I saw multiple other videos out there with dudes talking about going there to try the food. They were closing early every day because they kept running out of food. He was like, they closed early one day. He's like, my employees haven't even had a break to eat. He goes, we've been so fucking busy. He goes, he's like, this has just been a blessing, and it's been crazy. And like the whole phenomenon of what is happening behind this particular dude in particular is incredible. And like he worked, you know, Mr. Beast reached out to him and was like, hey, I want you to try my chocolate. And he was like, he goes, I'll do it and I'll do a review of your chocolate. He goes, but you know, I got three stipulations. He's like, one, he's like, my wife is a huge fan of yours. I want you to put her in one of your videos.
Yeah.
And two, he's like, you have to share my review on your channel, right?
Yeah.
And three, he goes, we're basically going to make a struggling restaurant into an unstruggling restaurant permanently. So, and that's what they've been working on in the last week or so. So he reviewed like 10 Vegas restaurants, and I forget which one he picked, but. Dude, fucking people are going to be super successful now.
That's awesome, man. That's a great story. That's the type of shit I like to highlight on our podcast. So that's great, man. And I love that.
And my balls to the face.
Yeah. Well, of course.
But yeah, no, it was a real positive story, and the guy is super nice, and like he's definitely if you don't agree with him, you're probably in the wrong. You're probably a dick.
Keith.
And that's not his account name. It's like Keith. Here, hold on. I'll pull it up real quick.
Keith_Lee125.
That's it.
Yeah. Keith_Lee125 is the account on TikTok.
He's on Instagram too.
Yeah. 10.1 million followers.
Dude, for reviewing food in Vegas.
Man.
Like, I mean, he goes places now, and like he won't even talk about that he was there for hours later. You know, he's like, I don't want people showing up when I'm there fucking with everything. He's like, I order my food on the phone and I pick it up usually, right? He goes, because I don't want to get any special treatment. You know, he's like, I always pay for my food, even if they try to give me some extra shit for free.
He talks about how much
the food costs.
You know? That's cool.
I got these 12 cookies and they were $127.13. Let's try them out and rate them 1 to 10. I'm like, that's exactly how he does every one of his videos.
Nice.
But I've seen other people like reviewing dates like that in the same style now, and reviewing like, you know, other shit. We're gonna take this. We're gonna review what, review it, give it a rating 1 to 10. It's like, I'm gonna listen to this podcast. We're gonna tell us what you think, and we're gonna rate it 1 to 10.
That is, so that's his thing. That's his.
Yep.
Well, now you do. That's his. Now you do.
Yep. Now you do. So it's good shit.
Well, like I said, that could cover our shout out for the week. We'll just do a show shout out.
Yeah.
So check him out, man. Keith Lee. If you're into food reviews and stuff, just to see what you like. I'm definitely going to be watching him, checking him out, because I love it.
So, all right. It's been an hour now.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up, or you want one more story?
It's up to you, man. You got
a story. You want a good feel-good story?
Sure. Let's do that. We'll end it on that.
All right. So this one got me good. So on Sunday, Jackie went out, had a family thing, and she told me, she's like, hey, why don't you just chill at home? So instead of heading out to the shop, I just played my PlayStation 5 for like 4 hours straight.
Nice.
It was amazing. I got really far into this game. I'm playing this game called Horizon Forbidden West. Really good game. And so Bubs gets home, right? Grandma drops him off. He rolls into the house and he's like, Dad. I'm like, what's up, Bubs? He's like, I brought you home cake, right? And he's holding this green plate, and in it, on top of the plate, is like a piece of cake wrapped up in a green napkin that says Bubs on the top, and another one that's wrapped up in a green napkin that says Dad on the top. He wrote it himself. I could see it in his handwriting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I unwrap it, okay? Homeboy, he got me a slice of, he called it smash cake, but it was pound cake, right?
Okay.
Nice slice of pound cake. And 3 pieces of gooey butter cake, right?
Oh,
which is like a nice, healthy portion of cake.
Yeah.
And like, I looked at him and I was like, dude, I'm like, thank you so much for thinking of me. He's like, I love you, Dad. I'm like, I love you too, man. And like I immediately housed like 2 pieces of the gooey butter cake. And I'm sitting down and I'm thinking to myself, and it reminded me that one thing that I do for my dad is I always make sure he gets cake. If I have an opportunity where cake is involved, right?
Yeah.
I always make sure not only does he get a slice of cake, but he gets a slice of cake that he would want, right? So like kids' birthday parties and shit, right? Like, and I'm cutting the cake, I'm giving him a corner piece. He loves his buttercream frosting. I'll also make sure that the cake has buttercream frosting, right?
All
right. Because I know that's what he likes. And like, I'm like, and Bubs doesn't even know this, right? He doesn't know that I do this for my dad. And I'm like, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I'm always looking out for my dad, you know? And like, I try to make sure he's happy and he's got good shit. And I'm like, and here's Bubs doing it for me. And I totally didn't expect it. And it made me want to kill him less.
Well, it's nice that the traits are, you know, falling from one generation to the next. You know what I mean?
It was
so... the importance of cake. Although, did you tell him, God damn it, bring me pie next time? I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, he's 6, bro. I don't want to cloud up his thoughts, man. You brought the cake. Dude, home run. Way to go. Thank you very much. And I was thrilled, man. I was thrilled.
That's a nice story. That is a nice story. It's nice to see that your kids care about you that way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, God damn it. Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake, man. Let them eat cake. So I was very happy, and I was, I don't know, man. I just felt really good today or that day.
That's great. That's great. I mean, dude,
This is the podcast where all the positive shit happens. You're getting better. I'm eating good sandwiches and cake and shit.
You got cake. It's all positive. It's all positive.
Yeah. Cake is a real thing, man. So
this is awesome, man. This was fun. I'm glad we did this. This is good for my soul.
Hey, you know, so. We got it. Look, when you were down, you were out. It's time to get back in the game, Ben. Gonna make shit happen. We got shit to do, man. We have shit to do. Too busy to be fucking around, not doing good shit. So
let's do some shit.
Let's do some shitting. If you're on the toilet right now, text us at 908 pot bong. So, all right, let's thank some Patreons, our party people. And I have it pulled up and just not clicked on the right page. Okay. Oh, shit. I got to get my list out. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. You know, it feels new to this. Okay.
Yeah. I know. It's like we haven't been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We would like to. Oh, I'm a Patreon now? Okay. I'd like to thank me for being a Patreon. I don't know if that it doesn't say I'm paying though. I'm a cheap ass Patreon. Okay. I'd like to thank our Patreons. Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworks. Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache. Lee O'Man from Regal O'Man from Regal Street. Big Mike Holmes for the Broken Lead Woodworks. Which, by the way, when I did that pencil video, I don't remember if he did one, and his account is Broken Lead. Feels like a missed opportunity. Dave One Grit Wirt from the Rustic Joy Woodworks. He's just been slabbing all day. My mom, Lisa Gellman. Wait, this can't be right. Tim from Turgworks is back. Yeah. Man, is this an old list? I don't know. He says he's back. he's in between my mom and Dave the Thriller Miller. He's got a beard that can make a lumberjack jealous. That is an AI one, by the way. Running low on these AI ones, man. I have to ask ChatGPT for some more beard jokes. Billy Estes from the Simplewood Wood Co. I could have done one like his beard is like a freaking nurse in the hospital. He's taking such good care of you. from the Simplewood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC, Mr. Rotary himself. Eric, the unofficial lube of the podcast from Bumble Shoots. Alan from
ACC_.
No, creates. Change it again, dude. Change it again. Jesus. It's something else now. It's something with an O. I don't know. He's really trying to screw with me on this. I know he is. Larry Fitzgerald from the Hollywood Canoe Company. That dude actually sent us a message on the joiner group. One of the best parts about being one of our Patreons is being in this chat group. And he sent a message. So I know he's alive. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. No one knows what the M is for. Or maybe the M is for Moustache because he likes Matthew Gerard so much. Kamani from Van Stray Designs.
And
the fine folks at P.L. Smith for all of your metalworking pounding needs. Visit P.L. Smith on Instagram.
Thank you guys so much for being patrons. We really appreciate you guys. And if you guys want to be a patron of this podcast, there's a link in the bottom of every episode. Feel free to click that and go on over to Patreon and sign up.
Yep.
As always, guys, please share this podcast when you get a chance. I'm trying to, you know, take over the world. So get it out there. And dude, this was so much fun, man. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Glad you decided to keep doing this podcast. That was great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
Is your other podcast done now? Since
That was just a football thing.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like so it's done now, right?
Yep, it's done. I only have one focus now, and that's all about you, my friend.
Ah, thank God. I appreciate that.
And where the focus should be.
And if anybody wants some has a 3D printer and they want some cookie cutters, visit my Instagram. In the bio is a link to all of these cookie cutters. I think I've designed like 15 so far, so maybe 20. So
can't wait for Flat Day. All right.
Oh yeah.
Get us out of here.
Just a bunch of squares. All right. Take it away, Tim. Balls, balls, balls.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.